Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Or whatever day you're listening to this podcast on, we're just thankful that you're here and we're going to go and jump into it.
Yes, let's jump into it. Today, we are back in our Thrive Bible and we're reading out of Matthew 6:21. It says, "Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also." The love letter from God says, "Beloved child, I am the greatest treasure you can have. As your loving father, I am asking you to let me search your heart. Reflect on where you spend your time and who or what has your attention. Wherever your treasure is, whatever you value most in this life, there your heart will be also. I want your heart to be free from the bondage to anything that can hurt you or hinder my plan for you. I can help you rearrange your priorities so you can have a rich and fulfilling life in me. I can give you so much more than you could ever give yourself. When you give up everything for me, you gain my favor and a faith that is living and active. Never settle for less. Love, your Heavenly Father." The reflection says, if you really want to know where your treasure is, take a personal inventory of your life. Look at your calendar. Where do you spend your time? Look at what you own. What do you spend money on? What do you think about most often? When we allow God to show us what the desires of our hearts are, we know where we are storing up our treasure. Ask God to help you rearrange and change whatever He needs to, so that your treasure will be stored up in heaven. The Treasure of Truth says, when you give up everything for God, you gain everything.
I love that.
Me too.
It's so needed and it's so important, especially for those of us who live in a more of like a privileged position, because we can, I remember when I lived in New York, some of the things I loved about New York were also the things I hated about New York.
Yeah.
If I wanted ice cream delivered to me at 3:45 a.m., I could make that happen.
Yeah.
You know, like I had access to anything, anytime I wanted. And now that so many of us do have access to those creature comforts or our own desires, or we can distract ourselves on social media, we're not taking daily inventories of ourselves to make sure that we are storing up treasure that's in heaven, not on earth.
Yeah.
And it makes me think of this this sermon I listened to where the pastor, I'm going to keep this super short. The pastor said in scripture, I'm actually going to read it to you. It says, Matthew 19:23 says this, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you the truth, it is very hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven."
Yeah.
And he's like, why on earth would I ever want to make it hard on myself
to get
to heaven?
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that he hasn't strived to earn money, and because he actually earns a ton of money, but he does huge ministries with that money. And so like, I just want to be clear that I'm not pushing the poverty gospel.
Yeah.
But what I am saying is that, wow, we have to really take an inventory about what is it we're pursuing? What is it we're going after? What are we spending our time thinking about? What do we want?
Right.
Because sometimes, and more often than not, that sometimes that thing that we want is actually bad for us. It makes us hard to be connected with God. It makes it hard for us to enter heaven.
Yeah. So good. Get it, babe. I think it actually could be really good for all of us on this Monday as we're, you know, planning for the rest of our week to actually take an inventory of all the things that we're pursuing and why we're pursuing them, and then give those back to God and say, okay, God, does this align with your will for my life? And am I making you the top priority? And is everything I'm pursuing to glorify you, you know, because just as you were saying, it doesn't mean that we can't, you know, strive for monetary, you know, gain if the heart posture is, you know, generosity.
For whose kingdom?
For whose kingdom is it? Yeah. And so anyways, I love that. Let's take an inventory today.
Do you want to pray a sign out, baby?
Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God that cares. You're a God that cares about where our hearts are at every single day, every single moment of the day, Lord. And so I pray that today you would rearrange our priorities, that you would even rearrange our schedules if they need to be rearranged, God. Lord, we want our priorities to align with kingdom priorities, and we want the heart behind everything that we're pursuing on this side of heaven to be for heaven, God. We want to store up our treasures in heaven and not on earth. And so, Lord, would you just come today? Would you make yourself known in our daily lives? God, as we plan our week, would we plan margin so that we can spend more time in your presence? God, we want to be tuned in to you more than anything else. God, this world offers so many distractions, but we want to be so just in tune with your spirit, Lord. So we just pray that you guide us today and every day in Jesus' name. Lord, we're going to open up the floor for our listeners to pray, and Chad and I are going to be praying in agreement with them. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. So cover me. And heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. Love so abounding, love so pure, love so abounding, we will endure.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Just want to give you a quick little piece of encouragement, and that there's nothing, and I want to repeat that again, there is nothing that is worth jeopardizing your relationship with God over.
Mm-hmm.
There's no relationship. Yeah. There's no job. There's no career. There's no calling. There's no social media, whatever, following. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that is worth troubling your connection with God.
Yeah.
We love y'all.
And we'll be talking to y'all tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow. Adios.